And from the KTOO newsroom here in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this local update. The Alaska legislature failed to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's state budget vetoes today. The vote in Juneau fell short, without enough lawmakers present to reach the required number. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
The floor debate in the Alaska State Capitol focused on the consequences of the $390 million in state funding Dunleavy vetoed. Anchorage Senator Natasha von Imhoff, a Republican, says Alaskans may have to make their permanent fund dividends last.
You won't have a job if you work at the university, or in construction, or in any number of the nonprofits that serve homelessness shelters or abused women shelters. You might not have access to dental coverage, or Head Start preschool for your kids, or assistance to pay for heating fuel, or any tuition money, or even an actual university to attend. For that matter.
In Juneau, all but one of the 14 Republican legislators, as well as all 22 Democrats and two independents, voted to override the vetoes. But 22 Republicans weren't there, with many of them at the middle school in Wasilla, where Dunleavy called them into special session. That meant there weren't enough votes to override the vetoes. That's because Alaska's constitution requires 45 votes to override. Bethel Democratic Senator Lyman Hoffman made the motion to override.
Thousands of people have contacted my office, individuals, organizations, communities, and villages. And I stand here today to tell them that I'm going to represent them, and I'm going to vote for their interests and vote to override.
Several legislators expressed concern about the effect of cuts to the university on the state's future. Anchorage Republican Representative Jennifer Johnston quoted a 1986 speech by Governor Wally Hickel.
We used to say, let's go. Now we say, give me. We used to say, north to the future. Now we ask, do we have a future?
Some lawmakers say Dunleavy is prioritizing having $3,000 permanent fund dividends this year. But Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Wilikowski says the votes didn't touch one area that could balance the budget, the oil tax credits deducted by the major producers.
And these vetoes, cut from the poor, the sick, our seniors, our kids, basically anyone who can't afford to hire a lobbyist to come down here and lobby us, that's who was cut. Who wasn't cut? Some of the richest corporations in the history of the world.
North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson was the only lawmaker present to vote against overriding all of the vetoes.
Although I don't support vetoing all of these items in total, I am 100% in a compromise, working together with everyone, coming up with a plan that works best for Alaskans.
Wilson was in Wasilla on Monday. She was the only lawmaker who traveled from Wasilla to Juneau for today's vote. Leaders of the legislators who stayed in Wasilla also have said they opposed overriding all 182 line item vetoes with a single vote. Friday is the deadline for a legislative vote to override the vetoes. No plans have been announced for another vote. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
And unless 45 lawmakers vote to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto by Friday, the Alaska State Council on the Arts will also be completely defunded. Artists gathered in Juneau last night to protest the cut. KTOO's Zoe Gruskin has more.
Around 5 o'clock on Tuesday night, amidst cruise ship passengers and Juneauites leaving work, a few dozen people, dressed all in black, assembled in front of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. They carried with them tools of their trade and pieces of their work, paintings, weavings, books of poetry. The gathering was a show of support for the Alaska State Council on the Arts, which provides grants to groups and individuals across the state and supports public arts events. If the governor's veto stands, the council will run out of funds on Monday, July 15th. That would make Alaska the only state without an arts organization. Lily Hope, who coordinated the event, says she doesn't like to think about that.
You know, we're talking about, like, people losing jobs at the university, the arts organizations, the artists themselves. I mean, it's trickling down into so many things. I mean, you name it, it's going to go down bad.
As protests go, it was pretty quiet. Hope said that was by design. She wanted to demonstrate what the community would look and sound like without art. With permission from the Institute, the three bronze totem poles that stand in front were covered with black cloth. The artists stood silent for a few moments, then turned around completely, their backs to the street and to the onlookers who'd gathered on the sidewalk. A few tourists took pictures. There was some music, though, a Yupik prayer song, sung by Stephen Blanchett. Blanchett is an award-winning musician and dancer and the new education director at the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council. He's also a teaching artist. He's traveled to schools across Alaska through a state arts council program that would be eliminated by the budget cut. He says he's seen firsthand that bringing artists into communities can have long-lasting effects, reviving cultural traditions and empowering young people to make their own art. He points to Old Harbor on Kodiak Island, a community he's been working in for a decade, along with other artists, all with the support of the State Arts Council. When he first visited, he says, the community had no songs or dances.
Now they have drum makers in their village, they have mass makers, they have song makers, they have tradition bearers, and they have people who create ceremony. And that never would have happened without that support.
The legislature has until Friday to override the governor's vetoes, a move that requires three quarters of both houses. A vote to override all of Dunleavy's line item vetoes together failed on Wednesday. Christian Carrillo, who showed up to the protest with a self-portrait she recently painted, hopes the state will find a way to fund the council. Without support for the arts, she says,
there'd be no music. There'd be nothing colorful. It'd just be a dead zone. I feel like it'd just be gray.
If the State Arts Council closes on Monday, a spokesperson says it will reopen. It's just a matter of when. If the legislature does not override the veto, they could still fund the council through the capital budget. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
Governor Mike Dunleavy has eliminated funding for local emergency planners around Alaska. A line item veto deleted $225,000 to be distributed among 21 local emergency planning committees. The committees are officials and volunteers in a community who plan for disasters and train others. Juneau's emergency programs manager, Tom Matisse, says the capital city's share was just over $15,000.
It's not a tremendous amount of money, but it is the seed money that brings us together to coordinate and organize in a multi-agency fashion to ensure that we're all on the same page on the day of a big event.
But without the funding, Juneau's biannual Safety and Preparedness Expo will be canceled this fall. The veto doesn't erase the LEPC's state and federal mandates. That includes logging the location and quantity of hazardous materials in a community in case of a spill or other calamity.
We have to do outreach to hazardous materials organizations. We have to store the paperwork. We have to coordinate plans to respond to those organizations as well. So this is not going to go away. We have to do the work. It is a statutory obligation. Now, unfortunately, it's simply unfunded.
In rural areas, LEPC members say the loss of $15,000 is an even bigger deal. In the city of Craig, LEPC Chairman Brian Templin says the funding was used to train volunteers across Prince of Wales Island.
For a lot of the rural communities, the LEPC money is the only emergency management or emergency planning money that the community or the region receives. So it definitely will have an impact around the state.
The state's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management didn't respond to requests for comment, but in filings with the legislature, the governor's budget office wrote that the state's fiscal reality demands cuts across agencies. Communities can apply for grants from other state agencies and federal sources, it said. The legislature has until Friday to override the governor's vetoes. And a burn ban has been implemented over a wide swath of Alaska, including Juneau, as firefighters battle dozens of wildfires in the state. Anchorage television station KTUU reports joint orders banning campfires and other fires were issued Tuesday by two state agencies. The ban applies to multiple areas, including the municipality of Anchorage, the Fairbanks North Star Borough, Mat-Su Borough, Kenai Peninsula Borough, Denali Borough, and other locations, including the area from Glen Allen to Valdez. The ban prohibits all campfires and cooking, warming, and signaling fires. It doesn't cover gas or charcoal grills, or backpacking or camping stoves that use fuel or compressed canisters. Burn permits in Division of Forestry Protection areas have been suspended until conditions improve. There were 117 active wildfires burning in Alaska Tuesday. Of those, 24 are staffed. And taking a quick look at weather, tonight, isolated showers at long last after about 4 a.m. widespread haze until then mostly clear with a low around 55. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Adeline Baxter.